that happened to me, only I was actually sitting there in a bar with my boyfriend of 10 months, and some girl all comes up and grabs him and takes him 10, 12 feet out on the dance floor and starts all shaking her rump on him.
And he just stood there and took it?
Well, I kind of sat there and was looking around like, does anybody even see me sitting here? Well, we have been, you know, together all night, and I was shocked. And he came back after the song was over and sat down and didn't say a word.
So he stayed up with her and danced the entire song?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I was like, you know, finally I looked over and I'm like, who was that? Come to find out, it's some chick that he had worked with that had a very huge open crush on him. And I said, you know, does she know you have a girlfriend? And he was like, well, you know, that's never came up.
Oh.
I was like, okay then.
He was in big trouble, wasn't he?
Well, I kind of was thinking, how do I break this down any farther to where he knows he's in trouble, he did something wrong, like a two-year-old, you know? Uh-huh. And he was like, so I kind of gave him the silent treatment the rest of the night, and then when I had a very attractive man come up and ask me to dance, I kind of looked at him and I said, baby, can you hold my drink for me? And I went out there, and he didn't say anything the rest of the night, but he was overly sweet the next day. He brought me breakfast in bed, and...
Wow. How much longer did that relationship last? Are you guys still together?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years now.
Wow. Nice handling of the dancing situation there.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure what to do. I mean, I looked around like I was in a dream. Like, does anybody see me sitting here?
Well, good getting back. We like that.
All right, thanks.
See ya. We're good looking out, as Randy Jackson would say. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Well, I think the guy just needs to give up the fight because... Everybody knows, and men in several relationships know, that the woman is always correct in fights.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
This situation than any other, right?
Yeah. That's just the law of man. The woman is always right. Plus, I agree with the girl because grinding can lead to other things. That opens a whole door to temptation, and you just need to stay away.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Bye. Stooks in the morning, what do you think about the fight over catching the boyfriend grinding?
The question should be, was he sporting wood? I'm serious.
I didn't catch that part of the conversation.
It's just one of those, huh?
Oh, I said I didn't catch that part of the conversation between this guy. I was overhearing this fight between this couple about it, so I'm not sure.
That's just one of those things. You know, they can say all they want to, but if he was sporting wood, then he was wanting more than what he had.
Yeah, and you don't want him coming home and thinking that you're going to...
Yeah, he's going to fantasize about some other woman, and, you know, you're the one there.
Yeah.
That's not right.
So look for...
I totally agree.
Look for the sporting of the wood, okay?
There is one, you know, if he wasn't sporting wood, that's fine. But, you know, that's the major question.
What if she couldn't tell whether or not he was? Maybe he's not, you know.
Maybe he was.
Maybe he doesn't
show. Maybe he was. Maybe that's why she saw it clear across the room.